Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip. And from MLB.com.
You can do it .com, too. That's the way I do it. .com. I'm .comming right now.
MLB.com's Adam McKelvey, our guest on Brewers 360. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Yuke is the best intern. He's doing great this year.
He's .comming right now. Hey, man, what to make of the Cubs as they come to town? I mean, I want to suggest that they're kind of free-falling. They scraped out a win in 10 innings yesterday in San Francisco, but then have to take that long flight home. You know what that flight is like, and then come up here to Milwaukee. I want to say we take at least two of three, if not a sweep. That said, the Cubs will be up for this matchup.
Absolutely. And a talented team, a dangerous team, back against the wall. They're past their mathematical midpoint now. Vince, I've said this a bunch to you. Like, it's so hard in baseball to say a team should take X of X in a series. I mean, I'll say it. The Oakland A's came in here to Milwaukee last year and swept the Brewers, and the Brewers were a really good team last year, won more than 90 games. So you don't know that. But what to know about the Cubs, it reminds me of, I think it was Ken Maka who told me this, but this is like attributed to a bunch of different people.
A Ken Maka poll. All right, go ahead, proceed.
Ken Maka poll. You know what? It's funny. I said that to someone on the last road trip, something about Ken Maka, and I got the same response. But this is a wise adage. I think that came from Whitey Herzog, that to be a good manager, you need a sense of humor and a good bullpen. And Craig Counsell, it appears, doesn't have either right now, because the bullpen is not good, and the sense of humor from some of the clips I've seen is it's hiding right now. So that makes such a big difference when you can close out games, when you have lots of good options. You know, you think about what Pat Murphy has been able to do because of Brian Hudson coming on, because Trevor McGill is suddenly capable of being a major league closer. And he's got all these different options, and it's so many different players that were not like high on the list of these are going to be bullpen stars this year. And it's guys filling in, and they're able to do the job when the Brewers are without Devin Williams for a little longer.
I couldn't believe it. I don't know if what you were hearing ahead of the start of the new guy we just acquired, the former Cy Young Award winner, Dallas. Is Keuchel, is that how we say it?
Yeah, Dallas Keuchel.
It's Keuchel. So, guy basically, well, Matt Arnold clarified, he didn't walk off the airplane and go directly to the hill, but it was fairly close. I mean, we bring this guy in, and all of a sudden, he's our starter. What was the postgame, Adam, in terms of anybody having thoughts on what his future is with the Brewers?
Well, look, remember last year they brought in Julio Teheran, who started a bunch of opening days for the Braves and was once, you know, one of the handful of best National League pitchers for a couple of years running. Well, Dallas Keuchel, for a stretch with the Houston Astros, was one of the best pitchers in the American League, one of the best pitchers in baseball. And it's a thing where the Brewers have great need. Keuchel was pitching pretty well at the Mariners AAA club. It cost them a dollar in a trade. There's literally no downside.
And a bag of balls.
I actually covered in the minor leagues once a player who was traded for a bag of balls because he didn't have the right paperwork coming. He was Canadian, and he got into Canada and then couldn't get back into the U.S., so they ended up trading him for baseball. So that was a good – I can tell you that story sometime. But, it's a very low-risk play. You know, and they have kind of coverage, bullpen coverage behind him. What Pat Murphy said the other day is he sort of was thinking he should have maybe taken him out after three, and that doesn't sound like a lot. It doesn't sound like where a pitcher should be tired. But as you said, I mean, the deal started Sunday afternoon. Matt Klentak, who's one of the Brewers' front office gurus, was former GM of the Phillies. He initiated talks with the Mariners. The deal was done by the end of the game. Then they got him to Milwaukee. There was like a physical. There was meeting everybody. Then all of a sudden he's signing a contract at 10:30 in the morning and throwing his first pitch at 1. It was like a lot happening. And, you know, emotionally it was kind of a draining day. So I'm really curious to see what Keuchel does in start number 2. I think that's going to be a tell of whether they have something here. And he's an accomplished guy. He's incredibly motivated to squeeze a little more life out of his baseball career. And talking about pitching with joy and pitching to appreciate it and getting everything out of every day you have in the big leagues and all those sort of special things that make you think maybe this guy can deliver them a series of starts that bridges the gap until they get some of these other arms healthy again. And that's what Julio Teheran did last year, and it was a good little run, and the Brewers hope to kind of get that again from Dallas Keuchel and maybe more.
I like that story you're telling. Adam, thanks so much.
See ya.
If there's a team that it can happen on, it is this one. Brewers and Cubs, 7:10 first pitch today at American Family Field.
You can do it .com, too. That's the way I do it. .com. I'm .com and right now.